listener production.
Caught in the spotlight as we head to the polling stations. Calls for a closer look at inmate drug use. And Variety's four-wheel drive adventure hits coughs this weekend. Today's weather, showers and possible storms across the coast. Heading for 29 degrees in coughs and 27 in Port. I'm Charlotte Wallen and welcome to Mid-North Coast Local News. The election campaign is almost done and dusted as political hopefuls make one last pitch to voters today. Here on the Mid-North Coast, all eyes will be on Port Macquarie. The Liberals and Nationals are facing off in the same seat for the first time in 24 years. Across the region, close to 37,000 people have already cast their votes at pre-poll centres, while over 16,000 are doing a postal vote. The Electoral Commission's Laura McLean has this advice for those voting tomorrow.
So voters can go to our website, which is elections.nsw.gov.au, and search for their district using the search tool at the top of our website. Each district page has all the available voting centres, their opening hours, and a link to a list of candidates running in that district.
The death of an inmate at Kempsey's Correctional Centre nearly 4 years ago has prompted calls for research into inmate drug use in New South Wales correctional centres. Deputy State Coroner Elizabeth Ryan found that an inmate who died at the centre on April 21, 2019, passed away after ingesting packages of methamphetamine that had been brought into the facility unlawfully, which then ruptured. The inmate hasn't been identified. Magistrate Ryan recommends that the Commissioner of New South Wales Correctional Services and the CEO of Justice Health and Custodial Mental Health Network reintroduce a research project examining inmate drug use, as well as treatment options and security responses to illicit drug supply. The New South Wales Land and Environment Court has ruled against the Kempsey Shire Council on the Rise development in Southwest Rocks. The authority has overturned its previous decision to refuse site clearing works at the location on Phillip Drive. They also overturned the refusal of a construction certificate application, with further appeals from developers seeing the project advance. A convoy of colourful four-wheel drives will set out for Coffs Harbour this weekend for a good cause. It's all part of Variety's four-wheel drive adventure, raising funds for kids in need and boosting a number of regional communities on their way up to Queensland.
Yeah, looking forward to kicking off there first thing on Sunday morning and working our way up into the hills and enjoying what we have around the Coffs region for a couple of days. And definitely, it's one of those things. So if you see us, toot the horns, give us a wave. We're very lucky to be there.
That's Variety's Rob Vincent. Updating sport, the premiers will be decided this week in the Two Rivers Cricket Comp. Macquarie Hotel is coming into the clash with leagues fresh from a week off after winning the qualifier, which skipper Josh Hyde says has helped them get back to full strength.
Yeah, I think we needed the week off. A few blokes had a few injuries there going into the last game when we had three or four out. But, yeah, we're all hands on deck this week. So, yeah, I'm expecting a strong showing from our boys.